I've interviewed a lot of designers working on some of the best teams in the world to figure out how they collaborate with engineers and what does success look like. And I'm starting to notice a trend. The highest functioning product teams throw away a lot of code.
I think at a lot of other teams and whatnot, you know, the norm is that, you know, if it gets built and it changes, it's sort of like throwaway work and it's a waste of time. But we actually see that as like, it's not a waste of time. It sort of moves the project forward and it's a part of the design process.
That's Jenny Nguyen from FigJam and now Anthropic. And I think she hits on something that I've experienced a lot in my career, this pressure as a designer to get it right. Because if engineers write code that doesn't ship to production, it's a waste of precious resources. But the best teams operate with a completely different mentality.
And we have this like unique iteration and sort of like tension between design and engineering where it helps actually make the product better. And I think that's a big part of just like how design works on the FigJam team, but also at Figma together, because it really helps us get to this final really great product together, as opposed to, you know, design working in a silo, handing something off to engineering, and then it just like going out the door right away.
I have a hypothesis. The quality of collaboration between design and engineering is best represented by the amount of exploratory code that is thrown away, because that's how you know that you're exploring in tandem with developers and looping them in early to the process. I mean, if you're only showing developers your polished work, then yeah, you know, you're not wasting any code, but you're also missing opportunities that are only spotted if engineers are helping you push past what's obvious and easy to make in Figma. It's a big reason why the VP of design at Airbnb, Tay O'Connor, said they're changing the way that they prototype.
We used to do a lot of work where we'd be designing only, you know, in Figma for a really long time. And we'd then take, you know, flat designs and show them. And really, you only understand when a design is going to work, when you see it on device, when you're actually playing around with it. We move now into prototype and using like real code much earlier on in the product development lifecycle.
The more quickly you move into exploring ideas in code, inevitably, the more code that's going to go into the trash. But as Vincent Vandermeulen mentioned while talking about the early days of Diagram, that's the cost of doing good work.
You can't really get a sense of what they feel like, right? Like when you're just like drawing them out. So you really want to get to a point either via prototype or just by actually coding it up that you can verify. It's like often like whenever like someone designs something, I don't even bother like saying like, oh, A or B is better. I just say like, okay, make them both, send us deploy links and we'll try them out both. We'll throw one away. Like, that's fine. Like, that's just the cost of doing good work.
In an upcoming interview, I talk with Alejandro, who's a co-founder and the chief design officer at Runway. And they do something I've never seen before. Every month, they have a different product engineer join the design team as a part of a rotation program. It propagates engineering knowledge for the design team and creates a ton of space for collaboration throughout the entire design process. It reminds me of some of the things that Balint Oros was talking about when describing the culture at KraftDocs.
Engineering's not pissed off if we need to throw away something. They're not saying, hey, you should have done a better job at designing in the first place. And kind of designers are not upset if they need to change the design for some performance considerations. And they have a deep respect for each other, design and engineering. And the really good thing about this is that as the more engineers interact with designers and vice versa, each of them understands the domain better. They train each other, and which results in having better partners in your work because you can move faster and you can do stuff.
This process of leveling each other up increases dramatically once you start adding dedicated design or UI engineers into the equation. Here's Derek Briggs talking about his experience at Clerk.
It's so motivating. It's so magical to see putting a extremely talented visual designer with an extremely talented UI engineer and watch them level each other. I say all the time that the users never see the files. Like, your design quality and your design capabilities of your team is only as good as the UI engineers that are implementing it. And that is a good like case for velocity as well. You have a whole lot less back and forth between the engineering and design. There's a lot less throwing over the wall because you have UI engineers that care a lot about making those pixel perfect Figma mockups come to life. And then you have designers who are less concerned about the translation process and having to, hey, will you move that one pixel? Like, this is off a little bit, because they're communicating to people that care.
John Pham hit on this same idea when he described how design engineering works at Vercel.
I think a nice thing about our relationship with the designers and design engineers and everyone across the company is there's no handoff versus previous companies where I've worked at. Like, the handoff is like, here's the final like version, like you need to implement it, or like you need to contribute your part. There's no collaboration on like the artifact that's being handed off.
Real quick message, and then we can jump back into it. You know what I can't stop thinking about? Cursor, but for designers. And that's why I'm all in on Desen. It's not another 0-to-1 tool for prototypes or side projects. It's a visual interface that gives you access to your company's existing code base. So you can make updates to things like components, typography, properties, and push your designs to production without having to go through an engineer. That's what the future of product design will feel like, and you can start experiencing it today. Just head to dive.club/Desen to get started. That's D-E-S-S-N. Look, you know how big of a Jitter fan I am, but their latest release is hands down the best one yet. Now, Jitter has an infinite canvas for animation design, and I mean, within 30 seconds of using it, I knew that this was always the way that it should be for motion design. It makes iteration 10 times easier, collaborating with team members makes way more sense, and you can scale content across formats using multiple artboards in a single file. Jitter is crazy. Like, this product is so incredibly good now. You gotta try it out. Just head to dive.club/jitter to get started. That's J-I-T-T-E-R. Okay, now on to the episode. Now, maybe you're like me and you don't have dedicated design engineers. I mean, maybe your company still does quote unquote handoff, and that's okay. It can still be collaborative. Just listen to John describe the process before and after joining Vercel.
Vercel was the first place where like I collaborated with designers versus being handed off something. When I was handed off something, like I didn't understand the why or intent behind the design. So like I never learned why like a certain layout was used. At Vercel, every designer wants to collaborate with you because they want to ensure that the thing that gets shipped is the thing that they designed, because we've probably all experienced where like the design handles like 100% of the user's problem, but because of engineering constraints, we have to cut scope and now only 70% of the solution gets shipped. No one wants to end up on that situation. So collaborating with all of the designers, like that taught me like why and what good design is. And as you work with them, they're basically mentoring you for free. Instead of paying for like a masterclass, if you pair with a designer at Vercel, that's your free masterclass.
I want to highlight one key word that he just said, intent. No engineer wants to be handed a file that feels like you're saying, here, build this exactly. Ask for input. Share a couple different ideas in the final file and see what they think. I mean, a tactic I love doing is embedding little 1-minute Loom videos where I talk through a very specific UI detail and say, hey, here's my intent. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. And a lot of times, the engineer sparks a totally new set of ideas. I mean, maybe something that I thought was technically challenging turns out to be pretty straightforward, and they just build it and it turns out to be awesome. And I can think of many examples where that has happened for me, but you have to create that space for collaboration. And sometimes I'll even put a sticky note on a piece of UI that I haven't finished yet and say, hey, you know, I haven't figured this out yet, but whenever you get to this part, ping me on Slack and we can just have a quick huddle about it. Establishing this type of trust and empathy for engineers goes a long way. It's a big reason why Anthony Menicola invested into building those relationships with front-end engineers at Shopify.
Something that I've been working on, and this goes back to kind of like broadening your tea, is it just really trying to understand engineers, understand the front-end, understand how things work under the hood. And so one of the things that I really started doing when I joined the Inbox team was carving out time each week to sit with front-end devs to understand how the code base works.
Now, this relationship between design and engineering totally changes once AI becomes a focal point of your product, because I mean, it's so much harder to account for non-deterministic output with static Figma mocks. I mean, you simply can't cover all of the states and use cases. Henry Modisette, who is the head of design at Perplexity, says it has to turn into more of a collaborative conversational process.
It becomes much more of a collaborative end-to-end product crafting process rather than like design, hand off to engineering, and then something's working, right? Because you cannot design all the cases. You have to just explain what the user is going to get and what the vision for the product experience is. And then, you know, you and the engineers, you build it together in a very collaborative, conversational process.
In an upcoming interview, the head of design at 11 Labs, Amar Reshi, shares this same sentiment.
I love showing the engineers very early on, like the early explorations. They'll go back and forth and like build prototypes so we can like test out how it's working. And it's very much, especially with models that are this early, it's very much an experimentation game where you try it, you see how it feels in real life, you tune it, and you go back and forth and change the design. So design is very dynamic and not static at all. It's not like I made this handoff. It's like, oh, interesting. Like that part of the experience might need a tweak here, might need a tweak there.
We're experimenting with different AI ideas for in-flight right now. And honestly, it's kind of pointless to start off in Figma. Instead, we're just going to make code prototypes, play with them, see what's possible. And yeah, maybe once we get a little bit further, I'll move into Figma and refine some of the visual details. But we're kind of flipping the design process on its head a bit. And I'll admit, like, it feels uncomfortable as a designer, but it's also where the world is headed. We're not going to have these clean lines where this is the design process and this is the engineering process. And in that world, collaboration is everything. That's all for now, and I will see you next week.